Seth Bowles takes a three. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Clark Brady. Fifth defensive board, seventh offense, or seventh rebound for the Hatchets in 6 minutes and 20 seconds in this ballgame. Martin Messing against Chapel over to Ryan Holeski, right wing. Skip pass the left wing to Clark Brady against Travis Deary. Now to Martin Messing in the corner. Gives it back to Brady. Back out to Martin Messing for three. No. Rebound, Ryan Holeski. The putback can't go either and is brought in by Seth Bowles.
First time they had a putback. Usually both teams have been clearing the rebound after one shot.
1:15 left in the first quarter, tied at seven. Travis Deering to Seth Bowles, top of the key to Chapel. Dribbles back up, gives it to Travis Deering. Going down the lane, can't keep a handle on it, but saves it at the left block. Back out to Chapel for three. It's up, and it's good. That's why they brought him up, and that's exactly what he did. It's 10-7. Lakers out to their largest lead of the night at three. 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. Brendan Jurgis to Holeski, top of the key. Going underneath that defense again is Messing. He can't get the shot to fall. And Arntz gets the rebound, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. So Bad Axe bailed out by the foul, as this foul will be against, I do believe, number three, Troy Chapel. His first, Lakers second at the free throw line, shooting two. Number 45, Zach Arntz, a 6'4" senior. First free throw, the righty is up, and it's off the back of the iron, no good. Substitutions coming in either way. Let's see, we have Braden Smith and Brennan Wisner replacing Drew Scholler and Nick Siegfried. For Bad Axe, replacing Brendan Jurgis would be number 14, Joe Messick, a 5'10 junior.
I have Zach Arntz at 58%, so he should hit this one.
That's exactly what he did. He went 1-for-2. And it's a two-point ball game, and he's replaced by number 31, Austin Affer, who started this ball game.
If he would have known that, he probably would have missed the shot, you know? I want to play, coach.
10-8 left in the first quarter. Is 35 seconds. Brendan Wisner against Ryan Holeski across the timeline. Right to left, cross your radio. To Smith, left wing. Back up to Deering for three. Tom McKee, this one's airmailed. And they're going to say it was actually tipped. The official on the baseline had a good angle on it, and it's going to be Laker ball. 27 seconds left, and we have a substitution coming in. That would be Pasek for Lakers.
They're going to pack this on the inside then. Quite impressed with Mr. Pasek. He's
a big body.
Yes, he is. And he's pretty adept at what to do with the basketball, too.
27 seconds left in the first. 10-8, Lakers with a lead and inbounding underneath their own basket. Into Pasek, top of the key. One dribble over to Smith, right wing. Skip pass to the left wing to Deering. Gets a screen, now he retreats. Chapel at the top of the key. 18 seconds left. Wants to take that three, but he cannot. Over to Smith, down inside of the right block. Deering, and he traveled with it.
You know, Pasek had a pin down low, and he was just waiting for the pass to come to him. And the pass that never did. And so right now it's a Bad Axe ball with 11.3 seconds to go, and Martin Messing's bringing the ball up.
And to the left wing, into the corner to Clark Brady for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound Smith. Actually, it was last touched by Martin Messing with 1.8 seconds left. Lakers will get one last chance of this in the first quarter. They lead Bad Axe 10-8, 1.8 seconds left in the quarter. Brennan Wisner with a three-quarter length shot is up, and it is! Brennan Wisner hits the three-quarter length shot from the free throw line on the opposite side of the court. At the end of the first quarter, Lakers out to their largest lead, 13-8.
They should have awarded 5 points for him.
You know, Amber, I never know what to get Walt for Valentine's Day. What do you get a guy for a cutesy, lovey-dovey holiday like that?
Well, Laura, I don't know about Walt, but I'm sure my Steve will be excited with the new phone I got him.
A new phone? I would have never thought of that.
Yeah, I stopped into Thumb Cellular and picked him up a brand new Samsung Galaxy S7. It was a great deal, too. They're $50 off now through February 14th. You can also get $10 off any S7 case when you buy one. But I went with a red case for them, and those and the pink ones are 25% off now through Valentine's Day. You can even get a 256-gig memory card free with the mail-in offer direct from Samsung.
Really? That sounds a lot better than what I was going to get Walt. He would have looked really cute in that Cupid costume, though.
This sweetheart of a deal won't last long. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular to pick up the Valentine's present he'll thank you for. Thumb Cellular, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
13-8, Lakers lead Bannex by 5, thanks to Brennan Wisner's three-quarter length shot at the buzzer for 3. Largest lead of the night for Lakers, Bannex on offense to start the second quarter, right side of our radio. Ryan Hileski, right wing. Nowhere to Garrett starts his dribble, gives it back to Martin Messing at the top of the key. Gets a screen from Clark Brady, going to his left, now to Brady at the right elbow, jump shot up, no good. Rebound brought in by Braden Smith. Fifth defensive board for Lakers, Brennan Wisner in transition for the layup, and it's good. 7-point lead for the Lakers, 15-8. The three on the other side from Brennan Wisner, Martin Messing is no good. Rebound brought in by the sophomore, Pasek. And Lakers suddenly with all momentum on their side. Brandon Smith in the left corner, down to Seth Bowles, left block. Back out to Smith, takes a three left wing. It's off the mark. Rebound, though, brought in by Brennan Wisner. All things clicking for the green and white suddenly. Brandon Smith feeds it down to Seth Bowles, left block, goes up strong. Can't get that to fall, and rebound, Martin Messing. Here comes Messing in the hatchets, trailing Lakers 8-15. Second quarter. 6:48 left before the half. Ryan Hileski resets the offense from 25 feet. Looking for screens. Now he has his players in motion. Martin Messing feeds into the right block to Affer. The turnaround hook shot is no good. Rebound brought in by Seth Bowles. Here comes Lakers, wasting no time down the court. Braden Smith over to the right block. Back out to Travis Deering, top of the key. Wide open for three, off the mark. And good box out by Martin Messing gives the Hatchets the ball back. 6:20 left before the half is over. 15-8, Lakers by 7 points. To the left wing, that would be number 14, Joe Messick. Back in Ryan Hileski, dribbling against Deering. Back to Joe Messick. To the right wing, Affer for the 18-footer is off the mark. And rebound still loose, brought in by Bannex. That's Joe Messick. Third rebound this quarter. 11th of the night for the Hatchets. They trail, though, by 7 points. 5:52 left in the second, over to Messing, left wing. That's Joe Messing. Ryan Hileski picks the ball up, being guarded by Travis Deering from a distance. Now to Martin Messing, resetting the offense. 5:40 left in the half. Bannex in no hurry suddenly. Clark Brady for 3, right wing. It's up, and he nails it. Clark Brady with 5 points. Brings them back within 4. 15-11, 5.5 left in the second. Brent Wisner taking his time. Calling the play before he gets across the timeline. Over to Travis Deering, back to Wisner. To Seth Bowles, left block extended. Over to Smith, right block extended. Tries to feed it into Pasek. And right on the money on our microphone, out of the bounds. Fantastic.
Perfect shot.
Perfect shot. 5:12 left in the second, 15-11. Laker ball with the lead underneath their own hoop. Left side of your radio. Seth Bowles feeds it into Pasek. He can't bring it in. And we have a push. And this will be Laker ball. Foul goes against number 21, Martin Messing. As a scrum to find that loose ball. His first, Bannex's third. Slow whistle tonight. Letting the players play. I like it. Seth Bowles into Brent Wisner. 5 minutes left in the second quarter. 15-11. Lakers by 4 points. Led as many as by 7 with 7:20 left in the second quarter. Then Clark Brady hit a 3. Ryan Hileski guarding Brennan Wisner from about 3 inches. He's in trouble. Now back over to number 20 for Lakers. That is Carson Binder, sophomore. Seeing his first action tonight. Left wing, Smith. Back to Bowles inside the lane. Jump stop goes up, and he's rejected by the bottom of the rim. Ball is still loose, and Brennan Wisner saves it. Smith takes a 3 from the left wing. That's no good, and we have a whistle. And it is a Bannex ball. Foul goes against Lakers. Over the back is the call, and it goes against number 22, Mason Pasek, his first. Lakers third. Each team with 3 team fouls. 4-point difference. Lakers leading Bannex 15-11. 4:20 left in the second. Martin Messing from 3 feet from midcourt. Passes to his left to Jurgis. Jurgis, nothing there, to Hileski, top of the key, back to Jurgis. Pops a 3 left wing, off the mark. Rebound still loose, and Seth Bowles grabs it. Smith to Pasek, left block in transition, goes up for the layup, no good. There's, excuse me,